Dear Miss Lennon, it would be very difficult for me to convey to you any idea of the impression which your invention has caused tonight upon the guests who assembled round the hospitable table at Colonel Gurrow. The mysteries of the East and the mysteries of Egypt fail before an invention which is doubtless destined to effect a revolution in the means of communication throughout the civilized world. I trust that one of the first outcomes of the dinner today will be a safer transmission of your phonographic record to their destination. As I am speaking to you, the Postmaster General is holding a serious consultation with Colonel Gurrow upon the subject of the transmission of these records. There is one other subject to which I think the phonograph may be very judiciously applied, and that is as a substitute for the great plethora of after-dinner speaking from which we to some extent suffer in this country. I have had the privilege tonight of officiating as phonographic toastmaster, and when this instrument is introduced for that purpose, I shall claim to be the ancestor of a long line of toastmasters who, instead of discharging their functions in the present manner, have recourse to the phonograph for the expeditious fulfillment of those duties which in this country we are sufficiently familiar. I can only express my great thanks to Colonel Gurrow for giving us the opportunity of witnessing your invention, and express an earnest hope that in the near future we may have again an opportunity of witnessing some further experiments with the phone. With the phonograph, A. M. Broadley, Barrister at Law.
Our next guest, to whom I will present to you, is Mr. J.C. Parkinson, whose name you will remember as an old telegraphist yourself, as having an early identification with that most important phase of telegraphy, which now goes by the common name of Atlantic Cable. Mr. Parkinson will now speak.
It is a great privilege to have taken part this evening in this most interesting celebration. You have heard from our friends previously how deeply we are interested